Hi, this is Shani with Embrace Your Humanity. You are listening to a meditation on self-care. Get comfortable and relax. You can sit up, you can lay down. You can have your eyes open or you can have your eyes closed. However you're comfortable is just fine. And as you get comfortable, begin to notice your breath. Are you breathing deep or shallow? Are you belly breathing or are you chest breathing? Is your belly moving when you inhale and exhale? Or is your chest moving when you inhale or exhale? Maybe both are moving. To find out, you can put a hand on your heart and another hand on your belly button. And just notice which hand or if both hands are moving as you breathe. Consciously move your breath into your belly as you begin to take long, slow, deep breaths, inhaling fully and exhaling fully. Continue inhaling and exhaling at your own pace, imagining with each inhale that you are inhaling the energy of peace. And as you exhale, you're expanding that energy of peace throughout your entire body. Inhaling peace, exhaling and expanding peace throughout your body. And as you continue, when your body feels full of peace, as you exhale, expand that peace through your body, and then continue out into your aura, into the space and the energy around your body. Imagine this peace as a beautiful, beautiful blue light with golden flecks, golden specks shining in it. Inhaling this blue and gold light, exhaling and expanding this blue and gold light throughout your body and your aura, and continue. As you continue to breathe, be conscious of letting all the tension in your body go. As you let the tension in your body relax, your emotions will follow suit. Your mind will follow suit. Whenever you're really upset about something and you breathe in this peace, it might take a while before that relaxation of the emotions happens. And that's okay. The more you practice, the faster that transition can take place. Inhaling peace, exhaling and expanding peace. Consciously relaxing your entire body, from head to toe. Now become aware of your energy. Imagine that your energy can go wherever you want it to go. As such, you may have sent your energy to lots of different places, lots of different people, lots of different situations. I invite you in this moment to call your energy back to your body. Call 100% of your energy back to you in this moment. It doesn't matter if you know where your energy has gone. It only matters that you call it back. I call 100% of my energy back to me in this moment. Notice if you feel that shift as your energy returns to you. I command 100% of my energy to return to me in this moment from any time, any place, any person, any memory, any trauma, any concern, any anxiety, past, present, or future. It doesn't matter if I remember or if I know what that thing is. I call my energy back in this moment so that in this moment I am 100% me. And just as we can send our energy to various places and various things and hook into stuff, others can do the same. So now in this moment, bless and release any energy that's attached to you in any way that did not originate with you. That means return to sender any energy that didn't originate with you. In this moment, I bless and release any and all energy that did not originate with me. I return it to sender. I send it back to whoever it belongs to. With gratitude, I am so grateful for whatever lessons and experiences that energy brought to me that I learned from. But now you may go. And do a quick scan of your energy. Notice if you still feel 100% of your energy with you. If not, call it back again. I call all of my energy back to me in this moment. And do a quick scan. Notice if there's any energy still attached to you from somewhere else. If anything comes to mind, bless it and release it for the highest good of all concerned. Return to sender. Sometimes energy can be a little stubborn. We might be attached to something and not want to let go of it. Or maybe that energy has been with us for so long we don't know how to let go of it. If that's the case, if you've got something stubborn hanging on, just really command that energy to leave you in this moment. Any energy that does not belong to me, I command you to return to your source in this moment. I bless you and release you for the highest good of all concerned. And breathe in peace, this golden blue light. Inhaling peace, exhaling and expanding that peace throughout your body, throughout your subtle bodies, your aura, creating a blue pillar of peace that goes around you for 6 to 10 feet in any direction. Inhaling peace, exhaling and expanding that peace. Get to know how it feels to be you with yourself. Get to know how it feels just to have your energy all with you and no one else's. It's a pretty magnificent feeling. I want you to start to notice when your energy wanders. And when it does, simply call it back this space, this time, this body, this heart. Do this exercise throughout your day. Whenever you think of it, maybe put a little post-it note on your monitor or in your workplace so that several times a day you can call your energy back and bless and release any energy that's attached to you. And remind yourself to breathe in peace, taking some deep belly breaths, inhaling fully and exhaling fully. Self-care is a practice. We get better at it with practice. One day, calling your energy back, keeping your energy with you, in fact, it'll just be second nature to you. And you'll notice when your energy begins to wander. You'll notice when others' energy begins to wander into your field. You'll be able to accept it or stop it. It'll be up to you. Continue to practice. Listen to this meditation as often as you'd like. You can listen to it first thing in the morning. You can listen to it at bedtime. Bedtime is always wonderful to call your energy back and release any energy that doesn't belong to you. That way you get to sleep all night in your own presence with your energy. Your energy is there to heal you, to nurture you, to support you, to guide you, to buffer you from the things of the world that you have no interest in. And when we don't have enough of it because it's wandered off and we don't know where it is, we can feel run down. We can feel moody. We can feel less than. So just remember, whenever you're feeling off center, when you're feeling ungrounded, when you're feeling sad or unworthy, call your energy back. Your energy is amazing. You are amazing. You are powerful beyond measure. Continue to practice inhaling and exhaling. And for now, take a big deep breath. Inhale fully. Exhale through your mouth. Again, and one last time. And if you're going to sleep just now, go ahead and wander off. And if you're getting up and going on about your day, wiggle your fingers and toes, stretch your body, and as you open your eyes, if your eyes were closed, open your eyes in that state of peace and centeredness that you've cultivated in these last few minutes, and start right now with noticing where your energy is and where it's going. There's no time like this moment to start your self-care practice. This is a practice that will change everything. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I know that there are many, many things that you could be doing right now. So I truly honor you for making this time for yourself and for being here with me.